That must mean time for the rural news. Eric Frickberg is in with us this morning. Morena.
Good morning, Susie.
Now, Eric, another road in Ruapehu district, this has been closed and it's causing some real problems for farmers.
Yes, Susie, it keeps on happening there. Now, the slip on State Highway 4 between Ratahi and Whanganui was bad enough, but problems on State Highway 43 make them still worse. Now, Susie, that's the so-called Forgotten World Highway that runs between Stratford and Taumaranui. A section of the road has slumped. Now, it was initially closed to heavy traffic, but on Tuesday was closed to all vehicles until further notice. Now, Lynn Neeson is a Ruapehu District Councillor. State Highway 43 runs through her ward and provides access to her farm. She told Country Life's Carol Stiles the closure is a huge inconvenience.
It couldn't have happened at a worse time. We've got a dairy farmer who lives only 5 kilometres on the wrong side of it, and the milk tanker has to travel an extra hour each way every day to pick up his milk. Farmers are about to wean their lambs, early lambing, and there's truckloads of stock due to go out across it, and the fertiliser wants to come in, so that's not going to happen either. There's a huge hill above it, so it's a pretty major issue, and I don't know how they're going to fix it. I know my grandchildren aren't going to kindy. It impacts the school because they pick up some kids on the wrong side of the slip. I'm not too sure whether those kids are going to be going to school.
You're also on the Rural Support Trust. Is this going to have any impact on whether facilitators can get to farmers?
Well, we'll just have to go around the long way. When somebody cries out for help and we need to send somebody, then, you know, we just manage. So, no, but it might put extra pressure on the number of cries for help that we get.
Lynn Neeson says the transport agency has carried out very little maintenance on the road in recent years.
This is a state highway and it's a major tourist route between Stratford and Taumaranui and then into Ruapehu. It's been getting a lot more traffic over the last few years, but some of the slips, not this one, but some of the slips have been there for 5 years and counting, and they just make it a one-way road, close it down a little bit.
That's Lynn Neeson of Ruapehu District Council.
Right then, so what does the transport agency have to say about this, Eric?
Well, it says it's investigating ways to get the road reinstated as quickly as possible, doesn't know when, but should have an update in the next few days. In the meantime, motorists heading north should use Mangaparo Road, Ohura Road and Okahukura Saddle Road onto State Highway 4, while those travelling south should turn off State Highway 4 onto Okahukura Saddle Road, then Ohura Road and Mangaparo Road onto what's left of State Highway 43. But it says people should drive very carefully because the road is narrow and very windy.
Yeah, indeed. Take care on that road, or those series of roads. Now, to property, and you've got some more information, new information on the rural market, particularly around dairy farms.
That's correct, Susie. New figures from the Real Estate Institute show farm sales in the year to September are down about 7% on the year prior. Now, it's Farm Price Index. That's a figure that adjusts farm prices to take into account the size of a farm, its location and its type. That was down by 4% since September last year. The Institute's rural spokesperson, Brian Peacock, says in volume terms, dairy sales are down nearly 40%, while grazing farm sales lifted 3%. Mr. Peacock says a raft of looming controls and restrictions from the government on farmers is bringing caution to the sector.
Now, this next story, not two words I ever thought I would say together. Edible cotton?
Yeah, a mouthful of cotton doesn't sound like fun, but if you don't want to wear it, you might be able to eat it. Now, the FDA in the United States has approved genetically modified cotton as a food source for people and animals. Now, cotton is grown in more than 80 countries and used, of course, for clothing, but cotton seed contains a toxic chemical which is hazardous to humans and most animals. Now, the GM technology will silence the gene producing this toxin in the seed while leaving it extant in the rest of the plant as a defense against insects and diseases. The modified cotton seed will be crushed for cooking oil with the leftover husk used as a bake ingredient or as a snack food should you get peckish on this program, Susie.
It sounds interesting. I'm not sure delicious, but you know. Give it a go. Try anything once.
We had avocados for you a couple of days, so think about that.
Thank you very much. Eric Frickberg there with the rural news and the possibility of cotton becoming a snack food.